Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Welcome in. We're glad you're with us at 6:31. I'm Dale Johnson. 16 degrees above zero right now, and this might be the warmest we get today.
We might, you know, actually continue to dip through the morning, maybe rise a degree or two in the afternoon, but probably not recover much, and then right back down into the cellar tonight.
National Weather Service meteorologist Brett Albright telling KFOR News this morning that Lincoln's high Tuesday was 61 degrees, so today's temperature is about a 40-degree swing. This weather is just too cold to safely operate a COVID drive-through clinic, so Nomi Health has decided to close its testing sites in Lincoln, Omaha, and Grand Island. Nomi Health will email you if you had an appointment for today or tomorrow. Bryan Health and CHI Health are operating indoor testing clinics. Find details at KFORnow.com. Local health officials on Tuesday reported 467 new cases of COVID. It's only a partial count because of technical difficulties at the state health department. 134 COVID patients were reported Tuesday in Lincoln hospitals, 92 of them from Lancaster County. KFOR News Time is 6:32. Governor Ricketts has declared January Human Trafficking Awareness Month, saying the state has made progress in the past year. Another state official thinks more needs to be done.
Attorney General Doug Peterson says he'd like to see more services for human trafficking victims to help them resume normal lives. Peterson says he sees a need for specially trained foster parents who would be willing to accept youth who have been trafficked. He said Nebraska should also increase its focus on what he called basic life counseling, such as help finding a job. Charlie Brogan, KFOR News.
A shortage of COVID-caused health care workers has the attention of Nebraska lawmakers. Lincoln Senator Patty Pansing Brooks wants to use $5 million from the American Rescue Plan Act.
This bill will create new full-time positions that will oversee 7 career and technical education programs within the Nebraska Department of Education.
Also part of the package is the Frontline Nurse Premium Pay Bill, which appropriates $50 million from the American Rescue Plan Act. Microsoft is paying nearly $70 billion cash for Activision Blizzard, the video game maker of Candy Crush and Call of Duty. The deal turns the maker of the Xbox gaming system into one of the world's largest video game companies. Lincoln's first forecast, sunny but cold today, steady in the mid-teens. That's it, mid-teens today, with a north wind creating wind chills as cold as 10 below zero. 16 the temperature now, the wind chill is 3 below at 6:34. I'm Dale Johnson, KFOR News.